This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What David Attenborough teaches us about trust. The voice that outlasted every trend. What happened? Sir David Attenborough recently reached his 100th birthday, a milestone that prompted a global wave of reflection on his decade-long career as a naturalist and broadcaster. He became the face most people associate with wildlife storytelling, not through celebrity, but through sustained presence and earned credibility. His work spans generations of television and has shaped how billions of people think about the planet. The communication angle. Picture a man standing in a rainforest, speaking quietly. No shouting. No dramatic music swelling under every sentence. Just a voice, steady and certain, telling you something true. That image is the entire Attenborough communication strategy, and it is one of the most effective in broadcasting history. Here is what he understood, that most communicators never figure out restraint is power. When everyone around you is raising their voice to get attention, the person who lowers theirs becomes impossible to ignore. Attenborough never competed for your attention. He assumed he had it. That confidence, projected through measured pacing and deliberate word choice, created a gravitational pull. You leaned in. That is not an accident. That is craft. His credibility was built through consistency, not credentials. Yes, he has credentials. But what made him trusted was that he showed up, decade after decade, with the same tone, the same care, and the same refusal to oversell. He never told you how to feel. He showed you something extraordinary, and trusted you to feel it yourself. That respect for the audience is rare. Most communicators talk at people. Attenborough always talked with them, even through a screen. There is also something specific worth naming. He mastered the art of the precise, unhurried sentence. No filler. No hedging. When he said something, it landed. Compare that to how most professionals communicate. Buried leads, qualifications stacked on qualifications, and conclusions you have to dig for. Attenborough put the wonder first and let everything else follow from it. That is a structural choice, and it works every time. The lesson here is not be more like Attenborough. The lesson is simpler. Know what you believe. Say it without apology. Then stop talking. The people who trust you most are not the ones you convinced. They are the ones you never had to pressure. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on vocal authority gives you a framework for building trust through delivery, specifically how pace, word choice, and the willingness to go quiet are the three tools that separate communicators people remember from those they forget 5 minutes later. The takeaway. Before your next presentation or important conversation, strip your main point down to one sentence with no qualifiers, no sort of, no I think, no it might be worth considering. Write it, read it out loud, and ask yourself, does this sound like someone who believes what they are saying? If it does not, write it until it does. Then open with that sentence. Lead with a thing you know to be true. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.